Each of us from childhood on weaves his or her own web of self-images out of the beliefs developed in response to every thought and experience, every humiliation and triumph, every loss and every win. Children's self-images are especially pliable and susceptible to external forces. Young students who are treated as though they are mentally slow by their teachers and by their parents and peers will assume that they are indeed inferior to normal children. You may recall the highly publicized recent experiment conducted by a young primary grade school teacher upon her pupils. With approval from their parents, she told her class that recent scientific reports had verified that children with blue eyes have greater natural learning abilities than children with brown eyes. She had them make up little signs, which were hung around their necks, designating them as blue eyes or brown eyes. After a week or so, the achievement level of the brown-eyed group fell measurably, while the performance of the blue-eyed section improved significantly. She then made a startling announcement to the class. She had made a mistake. It was really supposed to be the blue or lighter-eyed individuals who were the weaker students, and the brown or darker-eyed ones who were stronger students. She told the class that all babies are born with weak blue eyes, and that as they grow older and stronger, the eyes become darker. Up, up went the image and the achievement of the brown-eyed group, and down tumbled the performance of the blue-eyed children. It's fascinating, isn't it? What you see in your mind's eye is what you get. The student who sees himself as an F student, or one who is dumb in math, for example, will invariably find that his report card bears him out. He then has proof that his low self-image is correct. And a young girl who has an image of herself as the sort of person nobody likes will find, indeed, that she is avoided at the school dance. She literally invites rejection. Her self-conscious expression, her over-anxiousness to please, or perhaps her unconscious hostility toward those she anticipates will affront her, all these act to drive away those whom she would really want to attract. In the same manner, sales and business executives find that their actual experiences tend to prove their self-images are correct. Because of this so-called performance proof, it very seldom occurs to them that the trouble lies in the self-image or in their own evaluation of themselves.